When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mice and Chakras, episode 100.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Takers? AJ here, and we are back once again without fail to get inspired, grow, and zoom towards a human revolution. Now, Action Tribe, this is episode 100. And I am super amazed that we've come so far along our journey, none of which would have been possible without the love and support of you awesome listeners. So I want to thank you for trusting me, and thank you for deciding not to stay where you are, but to make changes in your life day by day, inch by inch, step by step, because it is not over until you win. Now, today's episode, as you might have guessed, does not feature a guest. But it's about the seven lessons that I've learned after 100 episodes. It's really an opportunity for us to look back at the last 100 episodes and revisit some of the wisdom that has been shared on the show. Now, before jumping in, as you guys know, I always want to improve the quality of the show and the type of information that we create for you. And that's why I'm conducting a little survey to get to know you better and get to know what you're currently struggling with health-wise, so that I can provide you exactly the information and the advice that you need. To take part, visit mysevenchakras.com/survey. That's mysevenchakras.com/survey. And with that, let's jump in. Lesson number one, the importance of discipline. One of the main reasons why I was able to get this far and complete 100 episodes is because I stuck to my plan. Early on, I made this conscious decision to stick to this practice for 6 months or more, no matter what. And of course, there were days when I would wake up and really feel like not following through or giving up or pushing the work to another day. During those moments, what really helped me was my why. The reason why I am doing all of this. And my why made me realize that the only way I was going to cross 100 episodes was if I didn't focus on my day-to-day feelings, but focus on the routine, focus on the discipline, and put in the work. Action Tribe, no matter what area you want to master, whether it's a new skill, a new language, or a new strategy, number one, find out what you want, where you want to be 6 months from now. Find someone who is already successful at doing what you want to do and identify your why. Number three, once you do all of that, promise yourself that you are going to stick to your routine, whether it's your meditation practice or writing a blog, writing articles or yoga or recording podcasts, whatever it is, stick to it and you'll be surprised at what you're able to achieve after those 6 months. All right, moving on. Lesson number two, have a morning ritual. As you probably know, I ask this question to each and every guest. What is your morning ritual? What do you do during the first 2 hours of your day? And I get some really powerful answers, as you probably might have listened. Now, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to having your morning ritual, but there's definitely some best practices. Firstly, most of the people that I've interviewed do not use their smartphone or read their email before their morning ritual ends. That's at least 2 hours after they wake up. Why is that? You see, your email is essentially someone waiting for your attention or someone wanting your time. And as they say, the way you feel at the beginning of your day is how you feel throughout your day, right? So your morning time is your time and yours alone. You're going to use that time to learn, to grow and to become one with yourself, to get inspired and charged up for your day. Once you're ready, you're able to tackle whatever comes in your way, whether it's phone calls, emails, face-to-face meetings, in a much better way. Now that we've ensured that our smartphone and the email in particular are kept aside, the first thing you do after waking up is drink a large glass of warm water. And the reason for this is pretty straightforward. When you sleep, essentially what you're doing is you're taking a fast, right? And that's why it's called breakfast. You're breaking the fast. And when you drink that large glass of warm water, what you're doing is essentially replenishing your body with that warm hydration that your body needs and deserves and is waiting for. So wake up in the morning, have that large glass of warm water. You'll thank me for that. Now, most of the people who I've interviewed incorporate some form of meditation into their daily routine. Now, I'm going to cover meditations as a separate point in today's episode, so I don't want to go really deep here, but meditation is powerful. It reduces stress, boosts creativity, increases flow, and generally makes you feel happier. And there is so much research conducted in the last few years to prove it. Another practice that most of our guests follow is yoga. What I've learned is yoga is not just about the poses or the asanas. Of course, the poses help you achieve a new level of balance, help you stimulate and target the well-being of certain organs and test your flexibility. But above and beyond that, yoga is a way of life, action takers. It's a philosophy. And once you're able to embody that, yoga will take on a whole new meaning. To learn more what I'm talking about, listen to episode 78 featuring yogi Nico Luce. That was a phenomenal episode, really amazing. I learned so much from that episode. Once again, it's episode number 78. One more thing you can incorporate into your morning ritual is some walking. Now, I'm not just talking about walking around the neighborhood in your super comfy walking shoes. I'm talking about feeling the earth beneath you and connecting with it by walking on grass, walking on fresh earth, or walking on dry sand on a beach barefoot. So many of my guests have shared this practice, and every time I walk on the community center park in front of my house barefoot, I literally feel all the stress, all the tension escape from me into the earth. You see, the earth is like a giant earthing device. It's got a ton of negative ions. Now, because of our daily stress, maybe bad food and electronic devices, our body tends to build up a lot of positive ions. As soon as you walk on earth barefoot, your negative ions in the earth balance those positive ions in your body, balancing your electrical rhythms and making you feel much better. So try it out and let me know how you feel. Now, another thing that many of our guests have recommended is affirmations. Read affirmation statements. You need to write them down and idly look into the mirror while reading them aloud. So for example, it could be, I am powerful beyond measure. I am powerful beyond measure. I am powerful beyond measure. Does that make you feel better? I'm sure it does. So you got to look in the mirror, write it down, whatever it is, whatever that affirmative statement is, but read it out morning and evening and you'll feel much better. Now, a few people say that affirmations don't work for them, and that's fine. For you people, I have a recommended solution. Ask affirmations. Not affirmations, but ask affirmations. Now, this was a recommendation by our guest, Chris Alexandria of angelchatter.com, who said that sometimes when you say an affirmation, like maybe I comfortably earn $10,000 each month, your mind goes, yeah, right. How are you going to get that? It's impossible for you, or you're not that lucky, right? But when you convert that affirmation into an ask affirmation, you say, why do I so easily and comfortably earn $10,000 per month? Your mind somehow stops questioning you. And that works. Try it out and let me know, right? Finally, complete your routine with a few gratefulness statements. Feeling grateful releases certain hormones like oxytocin within your body that makes you feel better, makes you feel more fulfilled. And as a result, your day goes much better than expected. Of course, there are moments when you just can't find a reason to be grateful, right? I'm sure everyone has gone through that. But I suggest start with the basics. I am grateful for the beautiful sunshine. I'm grateful that there aren't any wars. It's peace all around. I'm grateful that I'm alive after all these years. You can feel grateful for the smallest of things. And when you start, there's like a snowball effect. And before you know it, you're feeling grateful for so many things. You feel much better. You think better. You react better. And everything's going fine. Right? So start feeling grateful and incorporate that into your morning routine. And then start your day and tell me how you feel after that. So moving on, lesson number 3, the power of breathing mindfully. I know, it might seem really straightforward. We can't live without breathing, right? Yes, but I'm not talking about just breathing. I'm talking about breathing mindfully. This is by far the most recommended tip on our show. You see, the way we breathe determines how we feel, which determines how we react. And ultimately, the results that we get based on our reactions to the stimuli. According to research, we are always living our life a few seconds ahead of our time. So we are always thinking about the future or we are worrying about the past. When we focus on our breathing in and out, we automatically return to the here and now. And once we're in the here and now, we're breathing deeply, we're focused, our entire perspective changes, and our day automatically gets better. So whenever you're stressed or worried or sad, remember to get back to the here and now. That's your safe haven. Take a long deep breath and focus on your breathing in and out, in and out. And you will feel much better once again. To learn more about breathing, listen to episode 85 by Dan Brule by visiting my7chakras.com/85. my7chakras.com/85. Dan Brule is a world-renowned pioneer in the field of breathwork and leader of the worldwide spiritual breathing movement. So he knows exactly what he's saying. It's a beautiful episode. I'm sure you're going to love it. Lesson number 4, read the book Think and Grow Rich. Now, Think and Grow Rich is a book that has been recommended so many times now in our show. So if you forget everything about this episode and remember just one thing, then make sure you pick up a copy of Think and Grow Rich and read it. Now, while it may seem at first glance like a book, you know, about making money, it's way beyond that. This book is about a guy called Napoleon Hill, who back in the year 1937, many years back, he interviewed some of the most successful people in the United States. The book is a distilled version of what he learned from those successful people. Every chapter in this book is powerful, but my favorite chapter is a chapter about masterminds. What is a mastermind? A mastermind is a group that meets at regular intervals for the purpose of sharing ideas, getting feedback, and collaborating. You see, mastermind is the single biggest reason why I am able to achieve my goals in the first place. A mastermind provides you access to knowledge that a group as a whole has, right? So it's like a mastermind. If you want to learn something about Qigong, for example, and someone in your group has spent 8 to 10 years learning it, you have direct access to the steps that you can take right away to learn Qigong. Mastermind also acts as an accountability tool. You see, sometimes you set goals, right? Especially if you're an entrepreneur, you don't have a boss above you, and you set these goals and you don't follow through. I don't know about you, but it used to happen to me. But when you tell 4 other people that you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and you don't follow through, it reflects badly on your peers. And that very feeling forces you to achieve all your goals the next time. Powerful stuff here. So without fail, get the book, Think and Grow Rich, and you will definitely benefit from it. Lesson number 5, heal your chakras on a regular basis. Okay, so our show is not only about one type or one form of chakra healing, but understanding how you can use various ancient practices like yoga, Qigong, meditation, EFT, etc. to heal your chakras. And we've had so many guests on our show, but by far, one of the best episodes that I've had the opportunity to have is episode number 60, in which Vicky Howie of ChakraBoosters.com made something like the chakras easier to visualize. You see, the chakras are energy centers within our body, and there are 7 of them all along our spine, beginning from the base of the spine all the way up to the crown of the head. Now, what Vicky said was that the chakras can be imagined to be revolving doors. You know the doors that you see in the departmental stores? Yeah, those ones. And these revolving doors regulate the energies that enter or leave the body. Now, here's where it gets interesting. If these doors stop functioning well, the energies aren't able to enter or leave. And so the energies just get collected there and they remain stagnant, so to speak. Make sense? Now, there are many things we could do to heal these revolving doors and make them work once again. And one of the most powerful ways is guided meditation. Again, Vicky guided us through a beautiful chakra balancing guided meditation in that particular episode, which you can listen by visiting my7chakras.com/Vicky. That's my7chakras.com/VICKI. And you can listen to the episode. And of course, if you want to head straight to the meditation, it actually begins somewhere around the 59th minute. Now, another powerful episode about the chakras that you must listen to is the one with Anadeya Judith, who is pretty much known as the goddess of the chakras because of her bestseller and highly acclaimed book, The Wheels of Life. In fact, there's a little story to this. I used to go to yoga somewhere in Vancouver in one of these yoga centers, and there I saw the book, Wheels of Life, and I asked somebody who's written this book, and she was like, whoa, that is Anadeya Judith, the expert, the guru, the person who spent so many years teaching people and spreading the knowledge of the chakras. And in my mind, I manifested that someday I will have Anadeya Judith on our show. And lo and behold, I did have none other than Anadeya Judith on our show. It's a beautiful episode. I would highly recommend you checking out the show, which you can check out by visiting our website again, my7chakras.com/73. That's the episode number. All right. Lesson number 6, learn to trust the universe. Now, this is a biggie. All my guests have talked about this in one way or the other. Action takers, what you are doing right now, your job, your circumstances, your life, all of this is not a coincidence. There is definitely some meaning behind this. The universe keeps sending you nudges, reminders, signs to help you go in the right direction. And it's up to you to notice these signs and to take action based on them. But you won't be able to notice these signs unless your mind is quiet enough for them to be detected. Meditation does that for you. Meditation quietens the mind, reduces the internal mental chatter, which you may be having right now. And once you realize that the universe is not against you, it's on your side. Once you realize that the things are not happening to you, Action Tribe, they're happening for you, you'll experience a shift. I don't know about you, but the last 99 episodes have definitely shifted my perspective on a whole lot of things. And I'm beginning to note small things, small signs, these small nudges that the universe constantly sends me, reminding me that I am on the right path. To learn more about this topic, I highly recommend that you listen to the episode with Pedram Sojai, who's launched recently the amazing book, The Urban Monk, which I would also recommend you check out. But to listen to this episode, visit my7chakras.com/PEDRAM. That's my7chakras.com/PEDRAM. I'll have this in the show notes as well, all these links. Now, to make note of all these signs and nudges that you receive from the universe, I suggest maintaining a journal and noting down whenever you experience a synchronicity. What is a synchronicity? A synchronicity is a sign that you get repeatedly, but you just can't make any sense of it, or you don't know why it's happening yet. Note it down. There might be some theme to it, and later on you'll come to know, wow, that was the reason why it was happening. And that brings me to lesson number 7. Our final lesson for this episode, the power of meditation. So you guys know that I always want to improve the show. And I want to ensure that the information that you get through the show helps you solve your challenges. And based on what I've learned through a survey, most of you awesome folk want to learn how to meditate. You've tried meditation, but somehow you're not able to achieve your goals, or you're not able to see the benefits, or you figured out that meditation isn't just for you. Again, it's just a portion of you people, and many of you already love meditation, have been doing it for years, and that's awesome. But some of you have this challenge. Now, I've shared this situation with many of our guests, and here's what they've shared. Number one, meditation, action takers, is a work in progress. You can never get perfect at it. Number two, many of us feel that meditation is closing our eyes, experiencing zen-like flow, and having all of that internal mental chatter disappear. And to be honest, while some people might be able to experience something like this after years and years and years of meditation, for most folks, the goal of meditation is to return to the here and now. As shared earlier, we spend a lot of our time thinking about the future or worrying about the past. Meditation allows you to get back to the here and now. Does that mean that you'll stay there? No. Your mind might wander off thinking about a future activity or a deadline or about a future meeting, but your job at that point is to return to the here and now. Similarly, if you go back to thinking about the past, get back to the here and now. If there is mental chatter in your mind, here's a technique suggested by Mike Ferry from episode number 59. Just imagine you sitting in front of a river and your thoughts are boats. They are drifting past you slowly. No matter how many boats there are, they are all drifting past you, away from you, slowly. Try this out. You might like it. If you've tried meditation and you feel that it's just not working for you, remember that meditation is like learning. There is no one-size-fits-all solution. Yoga is a form of meditation, moving meditation. Try it out if you haven't already. Chanting is a form of meditation also, vocal meditation. I do this a lot and it helps me. You can also try binaural beats, which basically is a piece of audio designed to reduce stress, increase flow and creativity. I really, really love it. There's a lot of science to it, but basically when you have two audios of very similar frequencies, let's say one is about 150 hertz and the other is 160 hertz, they cancel out each other. And your brain hears the difference. Your brain hears 10 hertz. And this audio is really therapeutic for your mind because it helps you relax. To check out, visit my7chakras.com/audio. Once again, that's my7chakras.com/audio. You can easily download one of those binaural beats and listen to it for yourself and feel whether this is your way of meditation. So there you go, action takers. That was a really distilled version of the major lessons that I've learned over the last 7 months. There have been so many lessons learned, but it's so impossible, right, to distill all of that into a short episode. But hopefully I've done a reasonably good job at it. It's been a phenomenal experience to say the least. And once again, none of this would have been possible without the love and support of you guys, the Action Tribe, the one listening to this episode, this very moment. And no matter where you are right now, in a coffee shop, at home, on your way to work, wherever you are, know that you, my friend, are powerful beyond measure. And whatever you're looking for, whatever it is looking for you as well. I've really loved engaging with Action Tribe over social media and via email. And as you guys know, the revolution has just begun. We have a long way to go, but I can assure you one thing. We're going to have a ton of fun along the way. Loads of learning, loads of stories, and loads of action. And remember, no matter what your age is, action taker, no matter what your age is, how many failures you've had, or how many opportunities you've missed, you have come a long way, and you are a champion already, a survivor. So give yourself a pat on the back. The bottom line is that it's never too late to take action and to transform your life, to change your life once and for all. There are no coincidences. You are listening to this episode for a reason, and tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life. So feel grateful for the power of your immortal soul, my fellow action taker. And join us. We have a wonderful, thriving community on Facebook where we really get to see the faces of a lot of people who listen to this show along with you every single day. People who are like-minded like you, who are facing similar challenges, or people who are on the verge, on the road of a complete transformation. So you'll really like the Facebook group. All you got to do is go to Facebook and search for My Seven Chakras. It's a closed group, but once you click join, I will add you to the group. I'd like to close today's episode with a powerful quote by Jim Rohn, which states, to solve any problem, here are three questions to ask yourself. First, what could I do? Second, what could I read? And third, who could I ask? So no matter what problem you're facing right now, don't keep it within yourself. Ask, read, do. Thanks once again, and I hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.